Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. A little mystery going on here. Our phone lines have been acting up this morning. We have a great guest lined up, and he is about to call us back. I had him on the line, but things were mixed up a little bit. So bear with us for a second here, okay? Anyway, I'm going to, you know, we talk to amazing people. We have a great writer who's lined up to chat with us today, and I'm sure he's there. I'm going to test the line. Let me do something. Darren, are you there? Hello, hello.
I'm here, Doug. I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Do me a favor. I want you to take those earbuds out and just talk to me on the phone itself, okay? And while you do that, I'm going to tell everybody who we're talking to and why we're talking to you. Number one, our guest D.L. Craig. Oh, yes, that sounds better, much better. Our guest, you may recognize his name. Certainly, if I tell you it's D.L. Krieger, if you read books and you love Branson, you know, branding it, not branding, browsing books in bookstores, you, I'm sure, have seen his books before. But anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him first. You know, many times we wrongly interpret what our spouses are communicating, even though we're speaking the same language, because of past experiences and differences in personality types, love languages, and focus on what is wrong with your spouse. Chances are you and your spouse do go through life with a person sometimes you don't even know. Having a clear and focused understanding of who your spouse is in these areas is important to a successful marriage. And our author today, and he and his wife together, are working to teach couples and individuals how to grow a joyful and contented marriage that is full of hope. This is a very fascinating story of a gentleman who I think he must have always wanted to write, but he had another career doing a lot of other things until he started writing books later in life. And his name is Darren Krieger. Darren, let me ask you what your first career was or things that you've done before you started writing books, because you've written a number of them, and we're going to talk about
them. Sure. At a young age, I was always kind of this entrepreneur spirit. So, you know, I always did a few jobs here and there that would that I could learn sales and marketing and everything like that. But you know, I got into early on in my career, got into the glass industry and window film industry, and started my own company, and then started another company, and then did one in another state. And so I've always been involved with having small businesses, you know, in different states and stuff. So, you know, I've got a plethora of experience from, you know, a lot of different avenues of the agony of defeat to, you know, of enjoying the prosperity of things that have gone very well in
okay.
business. So, yeah.
So tell me, did you always know in the background of your mind that you wanted to write a book or wanted to be a writer? Because how old were you when you first started? It was like 7 years ago you began writing. Is that right?
Yeah, I started writing about 7 years. I didn't really know that I would be a writer, but, you know, I always told stories. I always loved, had a lot of life experiences of the outdoors and doing, seemed like kind of extraordinary things. And so I love telling stories, and then, you know, it's like, man, you know, I need some of this pen to paper, and I've had, you know, in my mind some great stories that had purpose and had some meaning, just not a storyline, but also that something that, some, even in fiction stories that people could take and absorb and learn stuff through that and stuff. So, because I'm a Christian author. And so a lot of my fiction books have a biblical worldview woven through them. but they're full of action, mystery, thrillers. And so even though that you're entertained, I also wanted to make sure that people got something out of the time that they spent to read these books, you know. So.
Well, that's interesting. So you wrote a book called Guarding the Past, and how did you get it published? I mean, explain to me that process. We have a lot of people who listen to us who want to write books, and who do write books.
Sure.
You know, sometimes it's
sure.
pretty difficult to get them out in the marketplace. Did you have any kind of background on how to get the book published, or what
no.
did you do?
this industry, I was totally naive. You know, I just didn't know how to do it. So I put together, I wrote a manuscript and slight research, and I, you know, and you start out as a self-publisher, and because you're nobody out there, and so I looked for self-publishing companies, and the first company I sent my manuscript to, I mean, they called me back very quickly and said, yes, we want to be your publisher. We really, really like this. And so, you know, I did the whole, seemed like a trial process. You know, I just didn't understand how everything went, but they held my hand through the process. And, you know, 10 months later, had a book in print. So,
how about
yeah,
that?
So it's a,
let me,
yeah.
Let me ask you, you say you sent a manuscript. Define a manuscript for me. What did that contain? Yeah. I mean, was it a description of what the book would be, or was it part
of
the book?
It's just, no, it was actually the whole book in writing. You know, I just had everything in chapter by chapter, start to finish, the whole thing written out, and just, you know, obviously unedited. You know, I write stories, but I'm not great
yep.
at editing, so I had to hire a professional editor. And yeah, it's actually the whole story. That's the whole complete book, and then a lot of assistance from professionals that helped me put this whole thing together. Of, you know, how to do what's your vision of a cover. What's your vision of what you want to say at the back cover, explaining the book, explaining the author, and then
right.
and then all the guts in between, you know. And so it all comes together. But, yeah, it was just a trial and error thing for me. So I did one, then did two, three, four, and then, you know, we got five books out there, and my sixth one will be out in about 3 or 4 months, and it's in the middle of editing. And so, yeah, it's extreme an adventure for me, at least. So.
Kind of changed your life. You've become a full-time writer now all of a sudden. How about that? Sounds like
yeah.
you're doing what you should be doing.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I enjoy it.
I want to ask you about your partnership with your wife, and because
mm-hmm.
she's writing these books with you now, right? Exactly?
Yes. Yeah, we've got two books together that are relational, inspirational books on you know, mainly marriage books, parenting philosophies, and stuff like that we use. So, yeah, both of us, the last two books that are out, the first one was called Is Your Life Out of Order? And it's just her and I and our experiences over the years. We've been married for 37 years, and we've had, you know, bumps along the road. You know, it's like a dirt road, you know. It's you got potholes, and you got to slow down here and there, and it kind of gets dusty in life, and then, you know, pretty soon you do hit the smooth pavement in a marriage, and through experiences with children, and then other people involved in our lives that mentored us, that have gone through life, helped us through a lot of the rough times. And so we put together, you know, two books. You know, first one is Your Life Out of Order, and the second one is Battle in the Bedroom. And
yeah,
my wife is
That's an intriguing title, Battle in the Bedroom. What,
yeah.
what is that about? Explain a little bit
yeah,
about that.
You bet. It's called Battle in the Bedroom, The Four Stages of Intimacy in Marriage. And so, yeah, obviously, I don't know of a marriage that has not gone through some rough times. And
right.
Obviously, you know, especially early on in stage one is usually your honeymoon stage. You don't have very, you know, you don't have very many problems or issues that, but once you hit stage two, when the children come along, oh
yeah.
my goodness, you know, you have a relational storm that comes through, And you just, everything becomes confusing, dysfunctional, chaotic. And then all of a sudden you find yourself at each other. And it seems like you're, you know, each spouse, they're robbed of something or their expectations are not met. And so, again, you know, we've had people in our past that kind of helped us through that. And then from all these years, we've really come down to and narrowed down. What are the main ingredients that, that helps to have a healthy marriage in the bedroom? Because, you know, the intimacy, or no intimacy actually, is that is the biggest, one of the biggest causes for destruction and divorces in our world today. And so we're trying to get out there and share some experience, some wisdom that has helped us, but also to give a good picture of the stages that you're in for a clear understanding of where you're at in your marriage, and then how can you, you know, have expectations met, met for the wife, the expectations met for the husband. And so, yeah, it's a, it's been an explosive book. You know, it's all over the place. We've got, you know, it's in Europe and, you know, United States, and we've had a lot of comments. You know, it's been a big, very big explosive book because it is a giant problem worldwide. And so, we don't hold back punches. I mean, we really discuss, the issues that goes on, and it's a very tasteful book. It's written very tastefully, but we get to the point of what the problems are in marriages. So,
well, that sounds pretty fascinating. You point out you see a lot of couples divorcing due to intimacy problems created by unrealistic expectations before marriage and then during the honeymoon. But then you also go on to point out that one of the highest divorce rates right now are marriages near their 25th anniversary because they never grew their marriage while raising their children. That really is it that way? Oh, my goodness.
Oh yes, it is a huge problem. It's because, like we wrote in our first book, is your life out of order? And it's basically we take our five main relationships and didn't put them in the right order just because of where we're at in life. And if we, you know, a lot of couples, they want to be extraordinary parents, so they put all their focus, all their time on the children, which is great, but they neglect. We neglect to build the relationship with our spouses. We, you know, it's in the bedroom, you know, that gets ignored, and all of a sudden, you know, we start having some bitterness in our hearts and our minds and bodies about nothing's going on in there. And so we just keep maintaining our focus on the children, help them to be as best the best kids and grownups they can be. And once they leave the house, go to college, 18, 19, 20 years old, a little older than that, all of a sudden you're in your house and you look at each other and go, who are you? You know, and you find out we never built our relationship together. It never grew in a natural manner. So that's why prioritizing the importance of each relationship, and in ours, you know, God is our foundation, and he's number one, our spouse is number two, our children, then our careers, and then fifth one is all the other activities we do in our lives. But we need to keep those priorities in straight so we don't run into the crash and burn at 25 years when we should be enjoying each other to the max.
Yeah. Let me ask you what people would learn by reading, both of them, obviously, you know, talk about relationships. But Battle in the Bedroom has that intriguing title. What would couples learn, or individuals, you know, learn from reading the book? Do you kind of, take them through the steps of how to really keep that relationship going and growing? Is that the goal of the book?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. First, we clear the air and try to inform each man and woman of you know, the understanding of the opposite sex and the expectations that each one has, the visions of what a marriage was all about. I mean, you just think about it. I mean, it's when young little girls, what do they always dream about? You know, the day of their wedding day, and to have children, And, you know, guys, you know what? I'm sorry. This is a real thing. We all know it. But what's in our minds almost 24/7? You know, it's your lovely wife there. And then you build up these extreme expectations. And if they're not met, then disappointment, bitterness starts setting in. But we go through the steps of helping each spouse understand the other and what their expectations, what they're needing, you know, what social intimate food, you know, that they're needing to grow and to so their marriage grows. And so we do walk everybody step through step of what it is, but have the clear understanding of what in the world is going on. Because, you know, once you add children, because that's the biggest one we really hammer at, is once you have children, life takes a big turn that you did not expect. And so we kind of help, you know, couples out with understanding, you know, what parenthood and, you know, mainly their expectations, you know, and how time is so valuable. And if you don't utilize your time and prioritize your time for your spouse, for your children in a certain order, you know, life can be very chaotic and pretty soon time runs out. And so we try to help couples, you know, understand each other and understand what the marriage relationship is all about.
Tell me a little bit about how you co-wrote this book with your wife. I mean, that sounds interesting. How did you go about that?
Sure. Well, I'm the main writer in the family right now.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, we always had a ton of notes and a lot of scripted things. And so I kind of put them all together. But then, you know, then it's like handed off to Shelley, and it's like, okay, honey, you got to put these all ingredients together. And from your perspective, to get the healthy female perspective, because we need this to be a balanced book. And that's how we did. We integrated 50-50, you know, our thoughts and what we know is important. And so it was a fantastic journey writing this book, because we had a lot of laughs. And you know, there was a lot of times it's like, you know what? We had some tough times back then, but you know what? We've come a long ways. And so we had a blast writing this book. And, but she's right now, because she's working on her PhD, and she's a, like I said, been a principal for 25 years plus. And she's, getting her PhD in educational leadership. And so she's got a lot of wisdom that goes into these books. So,
well, obviously, it's a good say. She's not a writer by nature, is she? But she,
no.
You put her into the position. You've got to write to help me out on this, right?
Yeah,
but she
exactly.
Turned out
oh,
to be
yeah.
pretty good, I gather.
Oh,
am I right?
Absolutely, fantastic. She writes. She actually writes very well, and a lot of times, you know, she does some. I give her huge kudos and thanks for helping me look good, you know.
So there you are.
Absolutely.
Talk about kids. How many children did you two have?
Yeah, we had two grown kids, and
yeah.
And then we've got three grandkids.
Okay.
And you know, we learned a lot through our own children, but also with Shelley being in education for so many years,
right.
and thousands of students, and on top of that, tens of thousands of parents, you know, we absorbed a whole bunch of knowledge, experience through all these other families and stuff. But yeah, we've got a fantastic family. You know, obviously, any family, bumps in the road. You know, sometimes you got this bumpy pothole dirt road in life and stuff. But we maintained, you know, the foundation of Jesus Christ is our foundation, our life, and living life from biblical worldviews. And then the kids understanding, yes, the one thing that they understood is that mom and dad, love each other and respect each other, and then you know, and then we were always did our best and understanding of how we would you know discipline, guide our children, love our children, and let them know that we're on their side. You know, when things would go sideways, and that we'll be behind you, and you know, so yeah, we're very blessed to have our kids and our whole family kind of in the same vicinity area, and so I know a lot of families don't have that luxury, and but we're very blessed that way that all of our kids and grandkids and extended family members are close by.
You know, you point out some of the challenges the couples face, the enormous lack of honor, respect, and sense of shame sometimes. And yes. Then you also point out parents are not teaching kids what honor and respect are, or for
correct.
That matter, demonstrating
yeah.
it to their kids. And
yeah,
that's
correct.
Really important, no question.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, in our society today, it's kind of been thrown out the window a lot of times
yeah.
of what in the world honor and respect is. And,
okay.
you know, is yeah, it's, it, and so if we don't teach our children to honor their parents, you know what, that goes on in life and they're not going to honor and respect anything else going on in life. And so that it's very, very vital. But the other thing I will say is that it is very important that parents demonstrate what honor and respect is, because that's the other thing. I mean, you could go in the Ten Commandments. It says, you know, honor thy father and mother. Okay, well, you can honor them. Is it by the title, or do you really honor them? That's my mom, and that's my dad, and I really yeah. appreciate them. But if parents, you don't demonstrate honor to other people, you don't demonstrate respect to other people, how in the world are your children going to learn that? So, but yeah, that is a big issue, Doug. I mean, it's children and the youth of the day. It's very weak. In that area.
I'm intrigued to know the reaction you've gotten from some of your books. Well, like Battle in the Bedroom. What have you heard? do you
well,
save marriages? Do you think you're helping to save marriages? Sounds like you might.
Oh,
be.
Yeah. Yeah, we've heard it over and over and over with, you know, obviously ladies are the biggest readers when it comes to relational
yeah.
books. Oh, they want to pick up a book. But with these
yeah.
books, we did Battle in the Bedroom and Life Out of Order. We purposely tried to make it man-friendly. You know, we've got caricatures in there, and so there's some pictures and this and that, and we've got a lot of questions and answers and stuff in bullet point form, but yeah, the ladies, we get a lot of comments from ladies that just because the lack of understanding of their husbands and the pressure in the bedroom, a plethora, I mean, of so many women that have talked to us, emailed us, called us, whatever, and just said, I understand my husband clearer, and I understand this. But what is so funny is they'll ask their husbands, you need to read this book. You need to read this book. You know, and a lot of guys are apprehensive to reading relational books. Finally,
right.
read it. And
yeah.
it was just a couple weeks ago, we even had this one gentleman go, I finally read the book because my wife was just on me. And he goes, I read it once. It opened my mind to so much. I read it again the next week. You know, so it was it just his mind was open. But, yes, we have so many people because this battle in the bedroom is a giant problem, and it is in most every marriage that's out there, especially the younger marriages.
Well, you know, it absolutely sounds fascinating. Again, the book is Battle in the Bedroom. I need to point out you've written a number of other books. I don't want to ignore them. But anyway, the Battle in the Bedroom, it's by you, D.L. Krieger is your, you know, your writer's name, and
yes.
Shelley Krieger, D.L. Krieger and Shelley Krieger. And you can find it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon and other bookstores
mm-hmm.
all over the country, yes. folks. And if
yes.
you want more information, by the way, go to Darren's website. It's D.L. Krieger, CRAGER.com. Very simple. And you'll see the books there. Talk to me a little bit about some of the other books that you've written. In a Warrior's Quiver. You have a bunch of them. Tell me about that one.
Yeah. In a Warrior's Quiver, it's book two. It's actually a prequel to the first book of Guarding the Past. It's a book that is set back in it's a historical fiction back about King David and King Solomon's time, and it talks about the it gets into King David's mighty warriors back then, and it focuses on one specific young man, an orphan that is adopted by one of the main warriors that's mentioned in the Bible, and that grows up and goes into training as a soldier at a young age and to eventually become a mighty warrior. And then it goes on, it moves forward to where he's an older man now. He's actually a general in King Solomon, for King Solomon's army, who King Solomon is King David's son.
Yeah.
And so
right.
it moved generational, and he actually had gone on an epic journey for King Solomon and ran into a find that has been hidden for over 2,000 years, and he informs King Solomon about this special find, and King Solomon, one of the wisest men in the world, says we need to keep this secret. So they take this special, I don't want to give it away, but this special find, and to hide it and to keep it secret. And then with that, along with most of all King Solomon's treasures and everything. So it's a high adventure thriller, but it's really, really good because if you go back with children and fathers, so it's a good for 14-year-olds on up, male, female, but it's a great book for kids to read of how to grow up to be a man, but also helps fathers to be a great father. So,
boy, that's a great way to put it. It's historical in nature. I mean, these are names people are going to recognize. But are you pretty much a historian yourself to write a book like that?
Oh, you know, I've always been intrigued by history, especially biblical history. Yeah. And so, I've always loved history, you bet.
And now it's coming out. Now, you've read six books in all, and you have another one coming out in September called Hiding in the Cloud. Is that a similar kind of book? It is.
Yes, it's an adventurous book full of action and thriller. It takes place on a trip, actually, that I took in northern Alaska, in the Brooks Range, years and years ago, and I was up there and did a huge, long, month-long backpacking canoeing trip. But I kind of take that scenario, and I made a story, an action story out of it. And so it's not a true story, but I put segments of all what I did up in there years ago. But yeah, it's full of action and thriller, and again a biblical worldview woven through it.
Wow. Sounds great. Listen, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, Darren. You're doing what you should be doing, right? No question about that now. His books, again, under the pen name of D.L. Kreger, and you'll find them in Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And we thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Maybe we'll check with you later when you have another book coming out, okay?
You bet.
Thank you so much
for having me. You bet.
Listen,
thank you so
great
much. I appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. Good luck to you. And maybe next time we'll get Shelley on, talk with her as well. Okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Take care now.
You bet.
Nice to have you with us. All right, everybody. That's going to wrap it up. There's this edition of Close Up Talk Radio. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back with our next show coming right up. Until then, take care and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.